From Washington, this is VOA. I'm Steve Karish reporting. On Thursday, the UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has expressed his frustration at the continuing violence preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need of help.
Not one single convoy in 1 month has reached any of the humanitarian besieged areas.
He cut short a weekly meeting of the UN Aid Delivery Task Force on Thursday in Geneva and said his group would reconvene next week with what he hoped would be a discussion of action instead of wishes or promises. For the first time since a deadly cholera epidemic broke out in Haiti in 2010, the United Nations has admitted that its peacekeeping troops played a significant role in the spread of the disease, which has killed nearly 10,000 people and infected hundreds of thousands of others. A spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the UN needs to do much more to address the cholera epidemic in Haiti and promised a significant new set of UN actions to respond to the crisis. Thursday's announcement came 10 days after the completion of a confidential report that is said to have sharply criticized UN involvement in the crisis. Myanmar's leader, State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi, met with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. Xi said he hoped that the 5-day visit would strengthen the relationship between the two countries, which has suffered as Myanmar pushes more democratic reforms and stalls Chinese-funded projects in the country, notably a $3.6 billion dam project in the north. Aung San Suu Kyi said that both sides are advancing relations and deepening mutual understanding, but said nothing of the dam. From Washington, this is VOA. For the first time, the Obama administration on Thursday clearly and publicly said that a cash payment of $400 million to Iran was used as leverage to ensure the release of a group of American prisoners being held there. Earlier this month, President Barack Obama denied that the payment to Iran on the same day as the hostages were released was part of a nefarious deal, pointing instead that the transfer was announced earlier as part of the U.S. nuclear deal with Tehran. On Thursday, State Department spokesman John Kirby said that it would have been irresponsible not to try to maintain maximum leverage.
With concerns that Iran may renege on the prisoner release, given unnecessary delays regarding persons in Iran who could not be located, as well as, to be quite honest, mutual mistrust between Iran and the United States, we of course sought to retain maximum leverage until after American citizens were released. That was our top priority. If you're asking me, was there a connection in that regard at the end game, I'm not going to deny that.
Critics, especially those who oppose the Iran nuclear deal, have termed it a ransom payment. Republican lawmakers also criticized the action, saying it undermines the longstanding U.S. opposition to paying ransoms. The official estimated cost for the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro ranges somewhere between $4.5 and $6 billion. Some of that money was spent on glossy infrastructure projects that were expected to be a lasting legacy of the Games for the city. But as Jeff Sweekard reports, the social cost associated with all that development will affect some of the citizens of Rio for the rest of their lives.
The investment in infrastructure that includes highways, rail lines, hotels, and sporting venues is a positive outcome of the Games. But that development has come at a social cost. It is estimated 20,000 people in Rio have been evicted from their homes for Olympic development. Robert Muga is the research director at the Instituto Igarapé, an NGO.
And these are people who were literally told overnight to leave their property, often with the use of force involved, with militia groups involved in coercing people and forcing them to leave. And this obviously is a terrible legacy of the Olympics, and I think will have implications long after the Olympic Games and the athletes pack up and go home.
Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.
In other Olympic news, Jordan earned its first ever Olympic medal with a gold in taekwondo. China's diving team dominated the Games, winning 6 of 7 events, and Brazil's men's beach volleyball team pleased the hometown crowds by taking the gold on Thursday. Jamaican runner Usain Bolt sprinted to another gold medal, winning the 200-meter race. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.